Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to today's edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights shaping ClinOps and drug development. Let's get started. Up first today, the FDA has approved Novo Nordisk's oral Wegovy pill, marking the first oral GLP-1 therapy for chronic weight management and an indication to reduce major adverse cardiovascular events in adults. The decision is supported by results from the Phase 3 OASIS 4 trial, a 64-week randomized double-blind study evaluating once-daily oral semaglutide 25 mg in adults with obesity or overweight and weight-related comorbidities. The trial demonstrated significant weight loss versus placebo and showed improvements across cardiometabolic risk factors with a safety profile consistent with prior semaglutide studies. Up next on ACT, we have released a recap of our five most read articles in 2025, highlighting recurring themes shaping the clinical research landscape. Topics included large-scale adoption of generative AI in regulatory writing, the impact of US DEI policy changes on trial diversity, increased FDA scrutiny of trial design, expanded use of real-world evidence in regulatory decisions, and the economic pressures reshaping rare disease and gene therapy development. And finally, a new PharmExec feature article examines how fragmented and low-quality data continue to limit the effective use of AI in clinical trials. The piece outlines challenges integrating real-world data with traditional datasets, citing data silos, inconsistent standards, and manual reconciliation as persistent barriers. It emphasizes standards-based data harmonization using frameworks such as CDISC and FHIR as prerequisite for real-time analytics, regulatory readiness, and scalable AI deployment across the clinical development lifecycle. That's all for today's edition of the ACT Brief. Join us right back here next time for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. As always, thank you for listening.